This is John Batchelor, an excerpt from a conversation with the authors Tyler Anbinder. His new book, the professor's new book, Plentiful Country, The Great Potato Famine and the Making of Irish New York. It is a wonderful saga, and herein lies one of the details it's needed to clarify. The coffin ships, what were they? What did they mean for the Irish arriving, the Irish who were thinking about traveling to America, fleeing the potato famine? The coffin ships of 1847 to 1850, roughly.
So the coffin ships, that term refers to ships that came from Ireland to North America during the famine, on which disease spread rapidly and large numbers of the immigrants died before they even made it to America. There were diseases like cholera, which was a waterborne illness, or typhus, which is a disease that you got that was spread by body lice on the ships. And when you're packed in steerage together, you're sharing beds with multiple people, often strangers. And so it was easy to get something like typhus, which was spread by lice jumping from one closely packed body to another. Now, only a tiny fraction of the famine immigrants would have come on coffin ships, because there weren't that many of them. And once it became clear what was happening on them, new regulations were put in place to prevent such huge disease on ships. But still, that the story of the coffin ships scarred so many of the potential immigrants and made them very scared to come to America and very fearful that they might die on the voyage.
Tyler Anbinder, more of this later tonight.